sorry. So sorry.
And that's what happened that day. It would have been 5 years today, the anniversary of his death. Pass me another scotch, will ya? Hey, listen. Thanks so much for coming with me tonight. I really didn't feel like I could do this alone. And just needed someone to vent to. You're like one of my best friends on the job. I don't think there is much I can do other than wallow my own guilt. I didn't realize that he was the enemy the entire time. There's always that redundant question. Was he using me? Or did he genuinely love me? I felt like I was blinded by the infatuation. Having that fling on and off for 6 months, and then having that envisioned fairy tale of wearing a wonderful dress on my wedding. And just maybe having a normal family and settling down one day. Or am I just that much of a bitch that doesn't deserve anything good in her life? Sorry, I don't mean to be self-deprecating, but that's just how I cope. Whew, that's strong. No, it's not enough for me for today, thank you very much. I'm a responsible adult who will take care of her alcohol consumption quite regally and by herself. You're just like my old boss. Crimson would never lay off my ass whenever I would go out on my day off and have a drink. In case you haven't noticed, this is like my favorite spot to hang out at. And the bartenders are really friendly with me here. Jay over there? Love you too, Jay. Pretty sure he's from like the Middle East or something. Very good looker on him. Gets hit on by a lot of girls, bless his soul. Once they learn the saddened truth that their chances are as close to nil as mine will ever be. Have you not seen his back muscle? I'm not going to explain why I know this information, but... I miss when days are simpler. I'm nearly in my late 20s and I still haven't got my shit together. Failed relationship after failed relationship. Pass me another. I said I'm fine. I just need to take my mind off things. Hmm? The mission? Oh, it was fine. Got everything sorted. Secured the indoctrinated footage. Got all the mainframes checked again. Made sure all the tampering was fixed. Fixed the UI codes. Rescued 2 security men. Found a shaky old lab doctor cowering in the corner when I bust in. He thought I was gonna murder him or something. This job is getting tiring, you know? It's been so long since I've taken a break from everything and just recouped and reflected on myself. Yeah, I know that I'm too hard on myself. What's your point? You're not that bad. And I couldn't ask for a better friend. Ah, don't look at me like that, those bright eyes of yours. I'm just having some fun. You're taking this way too seriously and too personally way too quick. If I could have anything in the world right now, what would it be? That's a very good question. None of the depression and the PTSD, if that's not too dark to mention. Yeah. Yeah, I am getting tired. One more drink! One more and I'll head home, I promise. I'm not that gone. Oi, Jay, make that next one a bit stronger if you don't mind and put it on my tab. Pay it back next week off my credit card. Yes, love you too, mi amor. Fuck. You wouldn't have another spare cigarette on you, would you? how you're able to consistently smoke these things. It tastes like absolute death. Well, then again, that's probably why you smoke them. To be fair, me drinking isn't any better either, I guess. They're both drugs at the end of the day. Nicotine and alcohol. Me? Drugs? I don't think I've done anything stronger other than weed. And that's on a good weekend. I'm just not a fan of how it makes me feel after a while. Yeah, that's just a personal thing. Would I ever do cocaine? Probably if I was completely wasted and had nothing better in my life to do. But I gotta keep myself in check for any drug tests, so... It's a rare occasion that I get the chance to do that. You're sounding like some weird old fucka who would probably get off to some Middle Eastern hooker, like snorting a line off of your semi-hard cock. How do I know that? It's just a pure guess on my end. I've seen way too many stupid videos of someone going to holidays in Ibiza and getting fucked. Maybe I should go on a long holiday. It'd probably be a lot of fun. Hey. How about we go on a holiday getaway together sometime? Just you and me. Call it a business trip as partners, if you would. Sounds like a plan? I've never been to Morocco or Costa Rica. Ibiza is also really nice. Or the Caribbean. The Caribbean sounds beautiful right now. Hmm? You have a better idea? Lay it on me. Fine. Let's go home then. Say, let's just share a taxi. My apartment's more closer from this complex. And if you need extra money, I'll pay off the fare for you tomorrow. How does that sound? Alright. Thanks, Jay. You're a lifesaver. I'll catch you later. Love you too. Let's get out of here. Ugh, my head. Fuck. Man, it's spinning. Say, has anyone ever told you that your eyes are honestly the most unique and prettiest thing? The way they slant, the way that they look. I know I can feel you staring right through me, but at the same time, I could totally find myself getting lost looking in them. You don't have to see me to my house. It's not a big deal. I should make it home just fine. You worry too much about me. You should know who you're dealing with by now. I am much more capable than you think I am. The only worst enemy I have right now are these high heels. Oh, they're killing me right now. I shouldn't have even worn them in the first place. Yeah. In the firm... They usually expect such a cold-hearted and distant person like me. The only reason why I put on that face is to show those I'm willing to get a job done, regardless of how I feel. I'd die protecting it if knowing that. I probably shouldn't be talking about all of this in the taxi. Sorry, sir. We're just talking about random bullshit. We work an insurance company firm together. No, he's not my boyfriend. Really good friends, I should add. Ugh, fuck. I mean, if you want to do that, you have to pay for your own fare. Fine, if you want to. I have no problem with that. You can stay over tonight if you really want to. My couch is completely open. No, sir. Sorry, it's not open for you, unfortunately. Maybe some other time if I ever catch you on the streets again on a late night like this. I'll just flop into my bed and it'll be good to go. You smell really nice, too. Just that right amount of musk and cologne mixed with sweat. I could fall asleep like this. Whatever. I just have a roommate that she's probably asleep by now. So, as long as we keep quiet, she'll be fine. Thank you so much again, sir. Have a safe evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, these fucking heels. They're the worst. I felt like I broke my ankle for a second there. Fuck. I might need a little help getting into the lift. Thanks. Let me just put in the code to the door. Yeah, should be no problem. Let's go. Heave! Ugh. There we go. Just keep in mind, my roommate's asleep in the furthest room. But, I need to be perfectly thorough and honest with you right now. Tonight, I just couldn't keep my eyes off you. I'm pretty sure everyone in a 5-foot radius, including Jay, in the bar, could totally see that. And I know this is meant to be a night mourning my ex-fiancé, but at the end of the day, who cares? He is the same man who tried to ruin my life and destroy the firm that I deeply care about, that he knew that I'm willing to die for, that everyone there is like second family to me. You have been honestly the most supportive, kind, and sweetest person to me. For the last couple of months, we've been together as a team. And I wouldn't want this any other way. Now, granted, if you don't want this, that's fine. I just... I really want you. Yeah, you can kiss me, of course. Sorry, went a little hard on your lips there. Oh, my neck. Fuck. Just remember, we need to get quiet. Linda's probably asleep in her room. She has to wake up really early in the morning. Fuck. Don't leave a mark there. I would make as much noise as I fucking could right now. In a while, so I trust you to take charge. It is a bit weird, isn't it? Wanting to fuck my under like this. Me being your superior. I guess at the end of the day, who cares? It's 2020, for God's sake. You like what you see, do you? So wet down there already. Fuck. Fuck. Don't do that with your tongue. That's way too much. Fuck. I can keep quiet, don't worry. Just don't press your luck. Oh, fuck my clit. If you do that, say embarrassing stuff like that. Please. They're not beautiful. Fuck. Fuck. That's right. Do it right there. Do what you're doing right there. Fuck. 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 You're doing so good looking me up down there. That's right. Fuck me with your tongue. You're gonna make me lose my mind. Fuck. and sweaty. Oh, you are. You are not holding back there, were you? I guess I should return the favor, shouldn't I? I mean, I did just suck out the literal come out of you right now, so I guess it makes us even. Fuck. You really want to go further? You sure? I'm completely fine with it. I just. Even if this is just a one-time thing, I know you'll treat me right. You'll treat your superior right. Right? Just using my fingers out of this. I need all of you. I need you every single day. Like an ass. Here we go. I'm gonna come too. Come on. Come on. Kiss me. You feel like, yeah, I belong to no one else. Come on. Fuck. I don't care if this is all just a drunk dream. That felt so fucking amazing. I think there's a part of me that knows that this isn't the last time we're doing something like this. You sure you don't want to move to my bedroom? You look so tired. I have a private shower in my bedroom if you really need to clean up. But right now, I could just lie like this for the rest of the night with you. That's fine with me. But we do need to get out of this living room soon. I don't want her to wake up to find a little bit of a shock in this room. I will not have this any other way. And I mean that. Thank you for everything. Making this night just a little bit easier for me to deal with. In more ways than one. You're so fucking gorgeous.